This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
A lot of guys took that hit that he took a little personal, you know. So I'm not saying we're going to go out there and play dirty or nothing like that, but we definitely going to defend our brother.
Yeah, we're not saying we're going to go play dirty, but we're threatening to play dirty because we're going to defend our brother. Oh, okay. That's Josh Jacobs from the Packers. A lot of big talk coming from the Packers this week. Let's find out if this is unusual. What it means, is it just filling time, filling space? We are filling space here on Saturday Suckage. We are the Fillage people. That's what we do. The pre-game show. We're pre the third. That's what we are, like Luther Burden the third. Joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Sparky Pfeiffer of The Fan of Milwaukee. Download the Circa app today. Sparky, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
And I'm the fourth, so I'm not sure how I fit into this third thing. But either way,
well,
I'm good to go. Let's go.
It's consecutive. We're going in order, so that works. So let me ask you that. We play Josh Jacobs coming in, and Keyshawn Nixon has certainly been as big with his mouth as he has been with plays and getting burned and things like that in this two games we've seen so far. And Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator for a team that's lost four in a row, is guaranteeing a win. He told everybody to come back next week because we'll be there. A lot of talk coming out from the Packers. Is this unusual? What does it mean? How should it be interpreted down here? How do you look at it?
I don't know. I don't think anybody up in our neck of the woods is taking anything from it necessarily. But, yeah, it is unusual. They haven't been this outspoken all year in any matchup against anybody. The Josh Jacobs conversation about the Jordan Love thing, I don't know. For me, man, it doesn't make much sense. Like, when it happened, they did nothing. The Packers' offensive line didn't do anything to go running to his defense. Nothing was done. Then when the Bears' offense came on the field, if you were going to have payback on Caleb Williams or a really good player on the Bears, you had your opportunity there. Nothing was done. So, I mean, the big Keyshawn Nixon hit that happened, that was earlier in the game. That was before that ever even happened. So, that's not what that is. And it's like they watch the film and like, oh, well, yeah, we didn't like that. Well, the last game, you know, the Bears came out trying to start stuff, trying to get underneath the Packers' skin, trying to get a reaction, whatever. And they got one from Keyshawn Nixon, who always reacts. But for the most part, the Packers didn't react as much. I would think coming into this game, it's going to be even more chippier than last game. And I would think coming into this game, you may see a little bit more aggression from the Packers in those situations. And, you know, as a fan, you just hope it doesn't result in somebody getting kicked out and doing something really stupid and really costing you the game.
I'm talking with Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan, up in Milwaukee. We're talking Bears-Packers playoff game, Bears-Packers 3. There was a report from Ian Rappaport on NFL Network today that the Packers and Matt LaFleur would be working towards a contract extension once this season is over. Now, it's quite possible they got different ideas of of what Matt LaFleur is worth. Matt LaFleur could beat the Bears and say, look, I'm worth more than the $13 million man. And they've seen, probably heard something about John Harbaugh's contract demands. Is that report that they're working towards an extension a surprise to you, what you expected? Because there was a lot of talk down here about, well, he's could be coaching for his job. Oh my God, he doesn't win. He gets a seventh seed and he doesn't do anything. He's like Arturis Karnishovas of football, where he just gets into the play in and then he gets out. So what does that report mean to you about Matt LaFleur?
Ian Rappaport went on to say that it doesn't matter if they win or lose this game. Regardless, they want to get an extension done and they want him here long term, according to Rappaport's report. Not too surprising to me. I mean, Ed Policy last week on the Packers website talked about Matt LaFleur and was over the top praising him and Brian Gutekunst, the general manager. And then it's like nobody paid attention to that and ignored it or chose, you know, not to read anything from Ed Policy. I'm not quite sure. And then Mike Florio's like, oh, he might be coaching for his job. It's like, are you guys paying attention to anything coming out of the guy who's running this mouth? Anybody paying attention? And everybody was just ignoring it. So now here comes the report from Ian Rappaport saying, hey, they're going to give him an extension. Well, how can anybody be shocked based on what Ed Policy said last weekend? Now, I will say this. There is a portion of this Packers fan base that wants Matt LaFleur gone. They've had their fill. They haven't won a division title in 4 years or whatever. Packer fans aren't used to not winning division titles. Packer fans aren't used to, you know, being the last seed in the playoffs for three consecutive years and not making a run. Packer fans aren't used to being in Super Bowls, however. They only won one with Brett and won one with Aaron Rodgers. Only got to one with Aaron Rodgers that entire time. So it's not necessarily about that, I don't think. But I think Packer fans are running out of patience with Matt LaFleur. I'm not a part of that faction of people. I think you continue to have your play caller with your quarterback for as long as possible. I warn people that if Ben Johnson got a job in Detroit, you watch how that will change immediately. And the Lions aren't in the playoffs. And all of a sudden, the Bears got really good with the play caller getting together with the quarterback. And they'll probably be even better next year. And I would assume Caleb Williams will be even better next year in year two with Ben Johnson. Anybody that were to hire a defensive guy or even a special teams guy like Harbaugh, okay, they may be leader of men. That's great. But if your play caller leaves, then you got to start all over again. And it's not always that easy to continue to switch play callers. I don't care who the quarterback is.
No, that's true. And it's a great point. We've seen it a lot in Chicago, and we finally – We're going to put ankle bracelets on Ben and Caleb. Right. You're not leaving. You're going to be stuck here. We want you. We need you. This is what all the big boy teams have done. This was Holmgren and Favre, and this is, you know, to a large degree, McCarthy and Rodgers. Yeah. So it's exactly the pairing you want, and for the reasons that you mentioned, the Packers have been getting killed since Micah Parsons went down, and yep. The Packers have given up tons of yardage. I know Baltimore kind of skewed that, but if I were the Bears, we saw what they did to Philadelphia. They ran and ran and ran, and when they were done, they ran some more. And allowing the kind of rushing yards on a field, a track that will probably be messy, seemed to be the game plan maybe for both teams, but the Packers don't seem to be able to stop the run, and neither do the Bears. Both offenses seem to be potent. And I think the Bears special teams are better than Green Bay. How do you expect this game to go tonight?
So the last game they faced them, they pretty much held the Bears ground game under wraps for the first half of that game. Then the second half is when they lost control of it. I agree with you. I've been saying all week, the first priority has got to be to keep them at least under, like, say, 150, 125 yards, total rushing yards. That has to be the first goal. The second goal has to be to actually create turnovers when you're on defense. And that's something they have struggled with all year. It's not that they haven't had opportunities, but the defensive backs drop balls consistently and don't get the ball back. You can pretty much write in at least one turnover the Bears are going to get in this game. They do it every game. So it's going to happen. Be a tip pass, whatever happens, they're going to get the ball. The Packers have to create something on the defensive side of the ball. I think if they get a turnover or two from that Bears offense and they are able to maintain, you know, kind of slowing down that running game, I think the Packers win. But if that doesn't happen, they're going to lose this football game. And you know, the other part about this, too, is the Micah Parsons thing is absolutely gigantic, no question. But before he went down, they lost Tucker Kraft, who was on his way to probably being all-pro tight end, the best tight end in football. They lost him. Devontae Wyatt was their best defensive interior defensive lineman. They lost him. And I know I'm crying about all these injuries they have, but it's very similar to the year when the Packers, I like to call their magic carpet ride, 1 year they went to the Super Bowl. They had like 16 guys on IR, 17 guys on IR. And everything they touched that they picked up off the street to come in and help them worked, and this team caught fire at the right time. And they had a win to get into that year to the playoffs and then got hot. So I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with this football team, but it's very reminiscent as far as they just can't keep anybody healthy. And that's been a big problem. And then you look at, well, you know, 3-7 seasons in a row, true. But your best player up until maybe this year when Tucker Kraft kind of came on the scene has been Christian Watson, who gets hurt every year. And even when Aaron Rodgers was here, Christian Watson's first season, when Watson went down, and when he came back, Aaron Rodgers was like, well, now we get to play the offense we planned on playing now that we get back our big play threat. And as soon as he came back, immediately the offense got better. He's really, really good. You just can't stay on the football field. So I think that gives Packer fans hope of, look, the Packers are going to score points. There's no question they'll score. They're not going 0-for-5 in the red zone again or nothing like that. But how many possessions are they going to get if the Bears have the ball the whole game by running it and controlling the clock?
Talking with Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7, The Fan in Milwaukee. Talking Bears-Packers here on The Score. They play round 3 of this season and the wild card game tonight at Soldier Field. Back to Love and LaFleur. When you have that matchup, Jordan Love's coming back from a concussion. Malik Willis showed the Bears something they hadn't seen before, nor could they really defend. And that surprise worked for the Packers. I don't know how. I mean, Jordan Love's last two playoff games, 2 TDs, 5 picks. Maybe not the ideal ratio you want to see. So what do you think the LaFleur's patience will be, and how much of a threat is Malik Willis to play, even if, I mean, if Love's not effective, is that it? All in? It's do or die. We need Malik Willis now. He's better than you, Jordan Love. Would LaFleur do something like that?
I would imagine it's 0% chance Malik Willis plays unless Jordan Love gets hurt. The nice little stat that's been running around that people want to talk about is Jordan Love 4-2 against the Bears, 4-0 in games he's finished against the Chicago Bears. He's never lost a game that he started and finished. So people want to rely on that for Jordan Love, which is fine. But yeah, Malik Willis did great. And like you said, part of the reason why he was as effective as he was is because Dennis Allen wasn't planning on having to defend that. You know, it's different if Malik Willis is playing for 12 weeks and defensive coordinators have all of this film to watch on him and have a good idea of how to stop that offense. But when he comes into a game, just like last year when he played, you know, in a couple of games last year, the offense certainly changes with Matt LaFleur when it's Malik Willis versus Jordan Love. It changes dramatically. So having said that, you're paying Jordan Love a lot of money. You're not sitting Jordan Love. I don't care really what happens in this football game. It's going to be him. The one thing Packer fans want to see is, hey, if you can't figure out how to score in the red zone, once you get down to the 5-yard line, maybe you bring Malik Willis in and have a package for him to run 1 or 2 plays down there, you know, inside the 5-yard line and see what happens there. And maybe Jordan Love moves out to wide receiver or comes off the field like Drew Brees used to do with the New Orleans Saints. I doubt Matt LaFleur will even do that.
I don't know what Matt LaFleur might come up with. What an unscouted look, as the Bears defensive line coach called it, and a wrinkle, as we might call it. We were kicking around ideas with Ben Johnson. It talked about like read options, if they were to throw some of that in to keep running the ball, to give Caleb, put the game in Caleb's hands and give him the option of doing something, running or passing. And I wondered how the Packers defense, if they faced much read options, run-pass options this year, and how they performed against it.
I don't think they face a ton of it. I think it would be a problem probably for the Packers defense if we're being honest. But at the same time, if they were to do that, then you're putting Caleb Williams in harm's way for taking unnecessary hits probably. I don't think I would be in favor of that if I was a Bears fan. I'm trying to keep my quarterback in this football game and not trying to put him out there to possibly get a concussion and then get stuck on the sidelines watching the rest of the game, like with what happened to Jordan Love. So I don't think I would do that. But from a Packer fan standpoint, talking about Ben Johnson, I think the one thing that we're all giddy about is we know he's going to be over-the-top aggressive and probably do a couple of stupid things in this football game. So if you're going to tell me, hey, he's not going to punt and he's going to go for it on every fourth down, I'd be like, yeah, I believe that. I totally believe that. If you said he's going to run like five trick plays, I would probably believe that too. And he'll probably hit a couple of them, and a couple of them might backfire like they did in the last game. I think Ben Johnson, as good as he is, can also be his own worst enemy when he starts being smartest guy in the room. And the same thing can be said about Matt LaFleur for certain. Instead of just doing what's there, they try to push the envelope and show how great they are. And it's probably going to backfire at some point. I think it backfired on Dan Campbell numerous times in Detroit. And that would be the one thing I'm concerned about if I'm a Bears fan is, let's not be too cute here. Let's just do what we do and not overthink things.
One of the things that's sort of going all Nagy, because he was, when he was coaching, it was all these neato torpedo plays he would draw up and not necessarily coaching the game that's there.
Right.
The game that's in front of him. And Ben Johnson was with a trick play with the hike through the tight end's legs to the shorter running back and the ball still rolling. And meanwhile, you've mounted a nice drive and you need to keep going. And you were using basic football stuff right there. And I don't know. I think you could be. I fear you might be right. I don't know if his head's going to explode from whatever's going on because this is the rival. This is everything like that. And Matt LaFleur, he's not in the playoffs. He's got more experience than Ben Johnson as a head coach. Has he faced a division rival? Has he faced anything with this kind of rivalry, this kind of fandom that has been, the fans have been flamed with something like this?
No, I don't think so. If we're being honest with ourselves, we haven't seen anything like this in a long time. It was never like this with Rodgers because Rodgers just beat you guys every time.
He owned them.
So we've not seen this type of deal where both teams are good kind of at the same time, and we haven't really seen one of the two coaches really just continuously kind of poking at the other. And the Bears, throughout the offseason, were taking their shots about beating the Packers, players and otherwise. And then Ben Johnson from opening press conference through. Hey, just go back and play a press conference from Ben Johnson, like, say, Wednesday, where he looks like he's, like, looking through people and he's not even there and being all serious, like he hasn't slept in, like, 3 days. And then Matt LaFleur is just all chipper and happy and talking about, it's just another game. We're going to go out there and do our stuff. It's fine. We'll be fine. It's just two totally different approaches, two totally different mindsets. Like, you could take Ben Johnson's mindset, put him back in the 80s, and he fit right in on the Greg Ditka rivalry back in the day. That's when it was a rivalry, right? You had cheap shots and everything else going on. Those two teams hated each other. Ditka and Greg almost fought in the tunnel before a game, and the teams had to separate them. I mean, that's a true rivalry. Matt LaFleur is never going to engage in this. Ben Johnson wants him to, I think, but LaFleur is just never going to do it.
Yeah, given Ben Johnson's attitude, his intensity, it seems like all those Packers who were shooting their mouth off should be on the Bears, not the Packers. That would fit in with the way Ben is. Yeah. Did you make a pick, Sparky? Did you pick this game?
I did not make a pick on Friday on my show. The last time they played, The Packers beat writer from the Green Bay Press Gazette came on my show, Ryan Wood. He's on every Friday. And he picked the Bears, and I was mad. Then I went to my fantasy guy, who's a Packers fan as well, fantasy football guy. The very next segment, he picked the Bears. Then I went to the Potawatomi Sportsbook manager up in Milwaukee, who I have on the last segment of my show. So three segments in a row, and he picked the Bears. I said it was the worst hour of radio I think I've ever done, where all three dudes picked the Bears. So this time, I was like, okay, here we go again. Let's see how it goes this time. I go back to Ryan Wood. He picks the Packers this time. I go back to the Potawatomi Sportsbook manager, Austin Herdinia. He still picks the Chicago Bears. And I think if you talk to Packer fans up here, most of them would say they don't probably feel all that great going into this game. And I think Bears fans, maybe there are some that are super confident that they're going to go in there and win, but I think there's some uncomfortable feeling after the last couple of weeks for Bears fans too going into this game, where neither one is really sure what they're going to see out of their football team when they step on the field today. I mean, if you're going to ask me to make a pick, I'd probably lean Chicago Bears right now.
Well, Chicago Radio appreciates that. Thank you, Sparky. We feel better. Somebody's on our side, somebody from behind the cheddar curtain. Sparky, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You betcha. Take care.
Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7, The Fan in Milwaukee. You know, we came into that segment with Josh Jacobs, and Josh Jacobs was talking revenge, not really revenge. Hey, keep your head up. Hey, hang loose. The hate is on. And this is absolutely the wrong referee crew for that to happen. We saw the Bears get stupid early in the last Packers game. We hear the Packers talking stupid before this one. You can't really scout a game unless you scout the officials. We're going to do that for you next. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing.
Cannot get enough of the grobber. Bears Packers got to have the grobber every segment. Last segment, read a text. Somebody said grobber hates the Packers the same way he hates the people who who decided Pluto was not a planet.
From here to Timbuktu and a lot further than that, all the way out to the planet. And yes, I said it again, and I'll repeat it: planet Pluto.
815 texture. Hey, the man that discovered Pluto was born in Streeter, Illinois, 90 miles south, a place where Les played softball with the WLS 89ers back in the day. It's perfect. Clyde Tombaugh, in fact, discovered Pluto in New Mexico, but he was from Streeter, Illinois. Thank you, texture. Thank you for that kind of education. And thank you for helping us keep the Grobbers' hate for the Packers alive. We'll be doing that all show. WLES. We are all less all the time.
Bears.
So he's perfect to represent the hate that's now going on. Cheap shot artist Keyshawn Nixon, right? I went the Bears. I didn't want anybody but the Bears. Christian Watson, we want the Bears. We have a chance to end their season, which is true. Anybody you meet in the playoffs, Christian, you have a chance to end their season. But the whole get back thing, Josh Jacobs, we played it last segment about, I know a lot of guys took that hit. He took it personal. I'm not saying we're going to go out there and play dirty, nothing like that, but we're definitely going to defend our brother. Well, which is it? Why didn't you tell your quarterback not to duck his head? Because that's what he did. And that's how Jordan Love ended up concussed. It was a self-inflicted one. Austin Booker was making a textbook tackle. And Josh Jacobs, your quarterback, ducked his head, and it got hurted. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how he's going to look when he comes back. His last two playoff games, really bad. Two TDs, five interceptions. Really bad. So the talk, if it turns into actual pain, if that emotion overwhelms these guys. Remember DeMarco Jackson started the crowd serving thing, started the first play, the kickoff of the game in Soldier's Field, and he's got a penalty, 15-yard penalty. You know, leave the stupid stuff to the Packers. They seem willing to commit it. And this is not the game, not the game to do it in a playoff game. You need discipline. You need focus. But not this officiating crew, this amalgam of officials. That's what happens in the playoffs. The head referee, let's scout them for you, okay? Head referee, Adrian Hill, will be joined by three officials from John Hussey's crew for this weekend's game, and one apiece from the Rolstad crew and the Vinovich crew. This is from the NFL Refs Stats Twitter account. He's scouting the officials for you. You need to know this. You need to hear this. Divisional home teams, that would be the Bears, are 15-16 in Adrian Hill's career. This will be the Bears' third game with Hill this season. Previously, wins, Raiders, New York Giants. The Adrian Hill and John Hussey crews call a disproportionate percentage of their overall penalties via offensive holding and false start, to the point where they're at 43% and the NFL average is around 38%. So that's what you're looking at. When Ben Johnson talks about details, certainly false start is the thing that puts so much blood in his urine. And this crew looks for it, and this crew calls it.
I do want to say, and Ben Johnson put this out there earlier, this is not his specific crew. He's heading the officials, but it's an all-star crew. So some of this might not, like, you're right, like, his head, him heading those crews called those penalties. But this
he's
got the
crew some
he's
from his
with.
Crew. Some from his crew will be there, and some from Hussey's crew will be there. You're right. It's an all-star crew, people together. There tends to be whatever the referee, the head guy, there's no doubt he's going to say something. He's going to explain, this is the way I like to do it. This is the way we're going to do it, boys. His influence will be felt in some way.
100%.
Hill's crew assessed a league-leading 59% of third-down penalties on the offense. What kills you more, Trash Panda? Watching a 3rd-and-16 pass to Colston Loveland go for 18, and then there's a flag. We got holding, and you go, oh, no. I mean, you just sink. And that was 3rd-and-28 and 3rd-and-forever, and we'll see you next time. So the guy who authors NFL stats, NFL rough stats, expecting a chippy game and the Hussey crew members are historically predisposed to calling discipline-related infractions, taunting and unsportsmanlike conduct at higher rates than most. So keep your mouth shut. Don't act out. Don't yell at the refs. Don't. You get cheap shotted, you take it. In a lot of ways, you got to learn from NHL players in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's just take a number and get back next year. You know what? You have to absorb it. You have to take it. Get there at the end of the game and get the win, and you walk off. That's the greatest infliction of pain, knowing you ended somebody's season.
That's a great comp, actually.
It's a good thing I'm so smart.
Act like NHL players in the playoffs. No fighting. We'll get you next year.
Right. And it'd take a ton of abuse. I mean, we find out, we've seen the Blackhawks in enough finals and their opponents, and you hear things like, well, Patrice Bergeron had a punctured lung, but he played all six games in the Stanley Cup finals.
Who was the guy that played with his jaw wired shut? Was that Jalmerson? Who was that guy?
Yeah, several of them did that. I mean, there was a time where Chelios played without a knee ligament, and he just went through the playoffs, and that's the way they do it. That's how it goes.
Hockey players are built different.
They are. And that's the toughest trophy to win. But the lesson is, don't swing. They're going to catch similar to hockey, they're going to catch the retaliator. They're going to catch the guy who fights back. So, NFL Rough Stats scouting report on the officials goes on. Add in the primetime angle with traditionally elevated penalties via unnecessary roughness, and both teams need to be mindful of avoiding self-inflicted penalties for extracurricular activities post play. Do you think the referees, have you seen it? I haven't scouted this. This guy sounds like he has. Scouting the boss is watching. Primetime game, playoff game, the boss is watching, protect the quarterback. Oh, this quarterback had a concussion. Now we've got to make special rules, which sounds stupid and is unfair, but it sounds like some of that might be going on. Okay? Adrian Hill, the head official, is 19-11-1 for the unders. 19-11-1 going under in divisional games. Hill was an NFL leading 10-4 going under this season, just in case you want to invest. Those are some key notes, and whoever can navigate the offensive holding minefield will have a big advantage Saturday night. I liked Green Bay in the first game, and I liked Chicago in the rematch. The reality is Green Bay led the majority of the two games, and it took a Houdini-like escape for Chicago to win it in OT in Soldier Field in December. On a wild card weekend, no team is a bigger wild card than Green Bay, in my opinion. Not sure what to expect from them, and if they bring their A game offensively, Chicago is in trouble. That's a big if, though. Eileen Bears at home in what should be another down-to-the-wire classic game. NFL Rough Stats prediction, Bears 23, Packers 20. What do you think, Trash Panda?
I think it's astounding that they used the refs statistics to create a prediction for the game.
But everything is. Everything's a barometer. Everything's a metric. Everything shows you that direction, a direction. Anyways, I don't know how much the Bears have learned. If you're talking about Ben Johnson, remember he got angry? Six mental mistakes in the first 11 plays against Detroit. Now, Ben Johnson may have just been looking for a reason to tear his team a new backside, and he certainly found it, and he got it, and he gave him a chance to rip on him, and he gave him a chance to get their attention. To focus, which is what he wants, in that kind of detail. We started seeing, there more some penalty problems later in the year? Remember, it started off, it was awful. In the middle, when they started winning, it's like, look at that. They're not killing themselves. Then we've seen, Yeah, false starts or holding or somebody just doing, or DeMarco Jackson doing something stupid.
Well, the second Packers game, they had at least 9 penalties for 100 yards before the comeback started. So that was a big factor in that game.
And all the more reason for Ben Johnson to yell about focus and get their attention for something like that. And I don't know how disciplined they will be. We've seen them amped up, not just and it manifested itself in starting with the crowd serving by DeMarco Jackson. And just
real quick, I know that it was a penalty and everything. I loved that. I thought it was
You're
awesome.
You're a meatball. Of course you loved that.
I was so amped up for that game, and I was just like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like, set a tone. Don't let these guys come in here and think that they're going to punk you or something. I loved it. I loved it. And they did end up getting the stop on the drive despite those two personal fouls, including the DeMarco Jackson crowd surfing.
They did. And the thing about the Bears defense is it sucks until it needs to be good. And that's the way we've seen it against Packers. And for all the yards they gave up and everybody's worried, the middle of the field was wide open. It was, there's no question. It was 24/7. It was a Denny's. It was open all day, all night, whenever you wanted to go there. But they needed to be good in the red zone, and they were. And in that way, I agree with Ben Johnson. It's about points. Give your offense a chance to do something. The problem with that is the number of possessions. The Bears have averaged, I don't know, maybe 8-9 possessions throughout the Cleveland game because Cleveland sucks. But in the last 5 games, not Cleveland, last 5 weeks, they've averaged about 8 possessions because their defense isn't stopping anybody.
Yeah, I think against the Lions, they only had 3 possessions in the first half.
So now you're demanding of your offense, they've got to score on at least half of their possessions. Half their drives have to get in the end zone to get to 28 points. Do you think 28 will be enough?
I think tonight it would, yeah.
Yeah? Well,
with the weather being like it's going to be, I'm not expecting a big shootout.
Okay.
Well, I think that if someone gets to 30, that's your winner. That's what I think.
First team to 30 wins?
Yes.
Okay, and they without just call it because the weather's bad. Everybody go home.
Oh, yeah. Drive home safely. If the Bears hit 30 points in the fourth quarter and they have the lead, yeah, game over. Just call it. Yeah, so everyone go home.
Mercy rule? You just invented a mercy rule?
I think that should be a rule in the playoffs. If the home team is winning in the fourth quarter and they have 30-plus points, the game's over, no matter what.
Here's the real killer about when you see a Bears defense this egregiously bad, from between the 20s and the middle of the field, between the 20s, between the hash marks, it looks awful. You want to give your offense more opportunities. You get off the field so your offense can come on the field. We talked about with Sparky Pfeiffer, Micah Parsons' absence has been a horrific shot to the Packers. That defense sucks. Some numbers. Since Parsons got hurt in week 15, they're 0-4. 4-game losing streak coming into the playoffs. They've allowed 28.3 points per game. In that time, 25th in the NFL. They have given up 392 total yards per game. On average, 392 yards per game. That's 30th in the NFL. Rushing yards per game, they've given up over 170. That's the worst in the NFL. They've only gotten 3 sacks since Parsons went down. That's last.
Really? Only 3?
Only 3. And guess what? You and I, in the last 9 games, have the same number of sacks as Rashawn Gary. I mean, that is, for whatever frustration there might have been with Montez Sweat, and wouldn't it be great if he wrecked it in tonight's game, right? But to pay that kind of money and guy goes over half a season without a sack, he's the first guy you look to if you're the Packers, right? When Parsons goes down. So even before that, with Parsons to make him better, he's not sacking anybody. And when Parsons goes down, he's certainly not sacking anybody. That's why you need the Bears to make some stops early. I can't imagine what would happen if they actually stopped the Packers on their first drive. With the way, you know, that place is going to be juiced up to start the game. They stop the Packers and the Bears just run the ball. They Philadelphia them. They Eagle them the way they did in that Black Friday game. Hey, they're unprimed. Looks like they were Black Friday. Let's go. We've seen this movie before, and we want to see this movie again. I can't imagine how that place would explode, and the Bears get a lead. They had a lead in San Francisco, and then they were always chasing. Can you imagine you get a pick six to start the game? You not only lose the game, but you are just, you're not ahead again. The Bears' first two drives were, or the Bears' first quarter. They're just having trouble getting started. And maybe Caleb's too amped up. We've seen the balls fly all over the place. He's been Charlie Sheen from Major League in some of those starts. Well, we'll see. We will, hopefully, he's at a point. Caleb Williams, keep under control and take the layups without firing a 100-mile-an-hour rocket. The fact that playoffs are here require, I would think you should be aware of this. I'm not going to ask you. Oh, I want to ask you, Trash Panda. You had said before your family has already started the group Bears text. Are they all going to be together tonight?
No. Well, some of them might be, but I'm not watching the game with anyone. I'm in this group chat, which is actually, there's what, 11 of us? Jeez. And it's like my cousins, my guy cousins, and my uncle, and then some, you know, close family friends. And it starts popping off for every Bears game. It started a little early today, which is my uncle mainly going, we need to start faster today than we have.
Okay.
And my uncle is the guy that will go on tilt real fast one way or the other.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. I can see why you wouldn't want to be in the same room with him.
No, it'd be great to watch a game with him, but this game I'm watching alone.
Okay. All right. Well,
this is an isolation game.
All right.
They get to next week, I might consider watching with people. But
really? The stakes are even greater next week, Trash Panda.
If they weren't playing the Packers, I'd probably watch with somebody. I need to be alone. I need to be alone Packers. For this one.
Okay, we'll leave you alone. We're going to take a break when we come back. At top of the hour, by the way, let me tell you, top of the hour, special damn thing. We are going to talk to the oldest living ex-Bear, John DeMore. He's 92. See what his plans are tonight. I'm looking forward to this. In the meantime, when we come back, the overtime rules for playoffs are different from what you've watched all year, including that last Green Bay game. Going to re-educate you. It's time for a review segment. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back into the city to the north side. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Les. Hey, thanks for all you do every day for all of us.
Thanks for calling in, Ron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely load the Packers.
That's not hard to do, is it?
No. In fact, they're changing the name of their team this year. Changing the name of the team to the Green Bay Tampons. Because they're only good for one period, and they don't have a second string.
We don't know what they're going to be this time around, but Ron, thank you for checking in.
Sure. All right.
He doesn't like the Packers.
Wouldn't be Bears-Packers without hearing from the grobber or his collars. They don't have a second string.
Wow.
He'll be here all week. Tip your waitstaff. All right. Overtime rules are different. You need to know this. These two teams certainly could do that. They've done it before. Playoff. Overtime rules are different. Pro Football Talk provided a nice refresher. Let me bring this to you. Let me refresh your memory. It does start with a coin toss. You get the same choice, defer, receive, which goal to defend. Each team gets a possession in overtime. If there's a touchdown on the first possession, that team will then kick off. The other team will have a chance to score a touchdown of its own. The only time the game could end on a scoring play without the other team getting a chance to have the ball is a safety. If there's a safety, the game's over. Everybody drive home safely. In playoffs, overtime periods are 15 minutes, not 10 like in the regular season. And if a team has not concluded its guaranteed possession when the first 15 minutes run out, that team will keep the ball into a second quarter of overtime. Think about that. You've let a team drive 13 minutes and you've got 2 minutes and you... Okay. If they possess the ball for that long... Anyways, you get your guaranteed possession.
That would be wild. I never thought about that angle.
But you score, okay, you get the 13-minute drive, you score a touchdown, and then the other team gets the ball. They'll go into the second quarter of overtime, and that's what it's called.
That does make sense because they do say in the playoffs we're essentially starting a new game.
They are. And you're starting a new game, that's another point about it, with three timeouts and similar 2-minute warnings after the second quarter and fourth quarter. Even if they're all overtime periods. But they will look just like your regular season 15-minute, same timing period, same timing rules, and the same way the end of quarters go. If time runs out in the second quarter of overtime, game is still tied, there will be another kickoff. The team that lost the coin toss will get to choose to kick, receive, defend, whatever you want. But you get the choice, like you won the consolation coin flip. There will not be a full halftime if the game remains tied after second overtime. It's never happened, by the way, not in the playoffs. The overtime halftime, when there is one, only lasts 2 minutes. If it's tied after four quarters, there will be another coin toss, and they will play it like it's the first quarter. If they play a full second game, They play four quarters of overtime, and nobody scored. Then, first score wins the game. Everybody's finally going home. So, the different strategies are this. Now that you know the rules, many coaches believe it's better to kick off to start overtime so they know what they're facing, right? You kick off, you're Ben Johnson, you win the toss, we're going to kick. You know what you're facing. If the Packers get a field goal, you know you get a field goal to tie and the game continues because you're going to get a possession, or you got a shot to go for a touchdown and you win the game and Packers go home sad and they're crying. They're crying for mommy. But you also have, again, like he faced recently in the last Packers game, if that pass from Caleb Williams gets to Cole Kmet, he said he would have gone for two, end the game right there. You can do that in overtime. That's why you want to kick in overtime. You have, okay, we gave you a touchdown. We're going to get a touchdown. We're going to go for two. You have no chance to respond. We're not going to keep the game going. That's the way it...
That would be something. What if this game comes down to that?
Great. Why? How much...
I think I would have a heart attack.
As much drama as we've had in this NBA season. See, the Bears are an NBA team. Just watch the last 2 minutes, and then you find out what happens. But for all the entertainment, for all the wild things we've seen, in not just the last Packers game, all of that, there's still unplumbed areas, and you just mentioned one. What if it comes down to the second possession in overtime? The Bears have the ball. Caleb's driven them in for a touchdown after the Packers have scored a touchdown. Kick the extra point, extend the game, tie, go on. Does that sound like Ben Johnson?
No.
Even though it's a playoff game and he's never coached in one? Not as a head coach, I mean.
I think you got to go for two there.
I would love it. I'm here for the story. I root for the story. I'm here for the entertainment value. Would that be, you have to think, what a rich, wonderful, powerful way to send the Packers home, to go for two, to get it. That's it. We're moving on. See you guys next season. I love beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. After this break, we'll be talking with the oldest living Bear, John DeMoor. Played for the Bears 1957, 58, 59. He's 92. And we're going to find out what his plans are for tonight. And does he hate the Packers as much as less than everyone else does? We'll figure that out in about 5 minutes. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.